Teresa Borak was very kind enough to come in a little bit early and joins us in the studio right now. How are you?
I could really talk low and maybe pretend I was Mark.
As soon as you laugh, we'd know.
That's true.
As soon as you laugh, we'd
know.
I'm
good. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. It seems like about a year since I've seen you.
Maybe.
But you were in Guatemala again, and you and Patty have been on the show before, and we've talked about this. When were you down there this year?
I went down the last week in March.
Okay.
It's usually a week-long excursion with...
Now, for some reason, I thought it was longer than a week.
Sometimes. In years past, Patty and or Joyce and I have played 1 week and then worked 1 week. And in years way past, we actually did some volunteer work with two different organizations for 2 different weeks. Back to back. So
this is an organization called Partners for Surgery. And as you mentioned, you and Patty have gone a number of times. Joyce Cleese has joined you. This year you went alone.
I went alone, but I didn't really go solo. I want to clarify.
Okay.
I don't make it sound like that.
You're down there all on
yourself.
Yeah,
all by myself.
In the jungles of Guatemala.
I still went with Partner for Surgery. And the two same physicians who have gone with Patty, when Patty and I have gone in the past and Joyce has gone in the past, Peter and Paul were there also. So it was, that part was very familiar.
Okay.
And the people who were working with Partner for Surgery last year were there again this year. So
now, first of all, explain to our listeners who may have not heard this before, what do Partners for Surgery do down there, and what do you do when you go down there?
Partner for Surgery is a nonprofit organization that was started, I think, around 2000. Don't hold me to that. But Frank Peterson is one of the co-founders, and his son was a Peace Corps volunteer in Guatemala and recognized the lack of healthcare, particularly for people who needed surgery. And so he had discussions with his father, and they formed this nonprofit organization. His father's still very active in it, and I think his son has, you know, moved on with his life. And so their mission is to travel to small outlying villages, set up clinics, and look for people that need surgery, hernias, gallbladder, a lot of cleft lip and palate.
I remember you talking about that in the past.
Yeah, and women's, you know, hysterectomy issues too. They have four main areas that they focus. One is the medical missions, where we go out and look, set up clinics and go out and look for people. They also set up surgical triage missions, so that they work with George Washington University, and they've partnered with them to bring surgical teams down to facilities that they've set up, along with other institutions, not just George Washington University. So they work on organizing surgical teams. So let's say they put together all the children that need cleft lip and palate when a plastic or ear, nose, and throat group come down, and they all come down. They all come together about the same time that week.
I see.
They all get that taken care of that week. Or they put all the hernias together, and they bring them to the surgical site when the general surgeons are coming down.
And so how many different missions, then, do Partners in Surgery do? I mean, they got the one that you're a part of, which are... Like you say, you're basically looking for people that need surgery.
And they do that 6 to 8 times a year.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm not exactly sure how many. I think their surgical, they have different locations where they've tried to set up surgical sites.
And is all this in Guatemala?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where they're focusing their attention.
And a lot, you know, I bet there's, out of 52 weeks a year, I bet there's maybe 5 that they're not you know, doing,
so
either
doing
a surgical or a medical mission. And they also have a cervical cancer screening program, so that's the other. And then they also have just started a infant nutrition program, particularly trying to identify early those babies that are born with severe cleft lip and palate, because they can't breastfeed, they can't form a seal. Sure. And most of the families can't afford formula. So that's been really successful in the sense that they've been working with the local Guatemalan midwives, and as soon as they identify a baby that has that problem, they get in touch with the local, they call them area managers. They're Guatemalan people that work.
Because that's got to happen pretty fast.
It's got to happen fast. Yeah. Just to help with the nutrient needs of that baby. Yeah.
We're visiting with Teresa Borak, who last week in March was in Guatemala. For how many years is this that you've done this?
You know, I think I was thinking about that as I was coming down. I think it's around 10.
We like a little
one
background
of those
music
little
sometimes,
mystery.
This studio is haunted.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the gremlins have shown up. So I think it's about the 10th year that I've gone with Partner for Surgery. I've done some other...
Yeah, before that, yeah. I know you and Patty did some stuff. We used to take medical supplies and what have you down. And all of your... Well, obviously, with Partners of Surgery, all your work has been in Guatemala. The part that you play is looking for people for surgery.
I help with the triage missions, yeah.
No, when you say looking, I mean, what do you got? Drive around looking, opening doors, saying, anybody here need...
Well, they do, they've really, over the years, improved their pre-work, I could say, that they've done a lot of advertising through local community radio stations.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. And... they have, like I said, area managers that work in particular regions in Guatemala, and that's their area to cover. And so as soon as they've identified that your area is going to have a clinic, then it's their responsibility to do as much promotion as they can ahead of time. And then we...
So people know you're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come thinking, maybe I can see if I need surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so Partner for Surgery has also done a really great job at working with the health ministry within Guatemala. And so we've been able to use their clinics. They carve out a little corner of the clinic for us, and we set up a room for to look for general surgery needs. Then there's another room for the OBGYN, the female needs, and then they set up a third room for the cervical cancer screening, and they actually do cervical cancer screenings right then and there.
Now, I'm assuming this is all in rural Guatemala. I'm assuming you're not
in
larger cities.
Correct.
Are you over the 10 years, do you work in basically the same area, or are you working in different areas?
Well, we kind of have, we've repeated the same areas, but not exactly year after year after year. Like this year, I had been in maybe 3 out of the 4 villages before.
Oh.
So
So each day do you go to a different village?
Yeah.
Is that, I see.
Yeah. We kind of have a base, you know. We we have a marginal hotel that we can stay in.
I was
going to
say, a luxury hotel.
And
Holiday
then,
Inn Express.
Exactly. And then we go, usually they're cockroach free. That's kind that's all I really care about. And then we'll go to a village one day, and then we'll come back and you know, they'll provide us food, a dinner, and a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we'll go to a different village and then come back there. And then we'll often move to another location and do the same sort of thing.
Sure.
The other days.
And how many people are doing what you're doing, or, you know, involved in your team, so to speak, going to these various
villages? We had 2 vehicles this year. We had a van. I bet there was 15 to 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because besides the doctors that come and you know, they have Guatemalan nurses who have been trained to do the cervical cancer screening.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So there's that crew. And then they also have a crew, so to speak, that do what they call social work. So when we've identified somebody as a candidate, then they get hooked up with them. They get all the demographics, the logistics,
sure.
You know, and then hook them into that system, educate them about what it's going to be like to do this surgery.
So from the time that you identify, well, first of all, I want to remind our listeners again, we're visiting with Teresa Borak about her trip to Guatemala on behalf of Partners for Surgery. is part of your job is basically you're doing triage.
Well, I'm doing a lot of different things. Some of it I'm helping the general surgeon keep moving through with the long line of people, trying to get a sense of what is this person's need, might be a hernia, whether it might be a
Is there some kind of a ranking system? I assume you're talking to a lot of people. How do you decide who gets surgery, who doesn't?
Well, they've done a really great job of streamlining this over the years. Now they have a couple of women who have worked for Guatemalan women who have worked for Partner for Surgery for many years. And they are very proficient at recognizing whether we should let that person in the door or not.
Oh, I see.
And so then they funnel them either to a general surgery, an exam to see whether they'd be general surgery or a female OBGYN issue.
Those
are the two places that they go. And then we have a mini lab where we do glucose, blood sugars, and hemoglobins on everybody. So I spent a lot of time there and then some time helping Paul Weingart, who is the general surgeon. Kind of help keeping him moving.
Yep. And you mentioned you've been going to Guatemala for about 10 years. That because of the way it works, you go back to some of the same areas that you've been before. Do you have a chance to be able to have any sense for outcomes in terms of do you get to see people who have been through, gotten the surgery? And what kind of experience has that been?
There's a couple of times. Off one of the days, they call it a cultural day, and what we do is we go do visits with either children or elderly people who have had surgery with. Sometimes it's a checkup with one of the docs that come along. Sometimes it's just to hear their story, and that's been really powerful. You know, one elderly woman had a hysterectomy. And it virtually gave her a new life. And there were other families that we went to that their child had their cleft lip and palate fixed. And so we listened to their story.
Yeah, that's got to be huge for those people as well.
Yeah, and I struggle sometimes with how small, it's like a drop in the bucket of what the needs are.
Sure.
And how generous and grateful the people are who have had the help that Partner for Surgery can offer them. They will give us everything they have, even though their house is a dirt floor. They'll make us this big meal, and they can barely afford to feed their children. You know, it's very heartwarming.
Obviously, I'm assuming that all the people involved, except perhaps perhaps the area managers, are volunteers. People like yourself, doctors, the surgeons, and what have you.
Yes, we are all volunteers. But Partner for Surgery has been able to do enough fundraising to actually pay for the area managers can make a living working. And they have a lot of women who are working who
wouldn't be
and are single parents and who are it's really given them an opportunity to grow and learn and educate themselves.
And I'm assuming these are people that get to interact with their communities all day long, every day. So that's a huge plus. And as far as the medicine, the equipment, all the rest of that, I'm assuming that most of that is donated as well?
Correct.
How does Partners for Surgery fundraise? Where do the funds that they use come from?
They have a great website. So you just have to Google Partner for Surgery. Fife Bentley, who is currently one of the employees for Partner for Surgery, his brother is Dirks Bentley, who is a country western star. I am not into country western, so I didn't really know this.
Buck, you must be familiar with Dierks Bentley.
Oh yeah,
I'm not.
Play him all the time.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
In fact, I think that was Dierks that came on real quickly.
On, yeah. My 26-year-old daughter knew of him
away. Oh, she did. I see.
And so he's done. He did a YouTube on. He did a video on YouTube to promote Partner for Surgery. So. They have, that's been a great plus for them. They've also been recognized as, there's this catalog for philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, they were recognized as one of the best. They were named one of only five international worthy nonprofit organizations.
Oh, really?
And so they've been also recognized by Rotary International. And so they've got some really great organizations backing them. And
how did you first get involved with them? I mean, how did you? This is a really good organization, yeah. And very worthwhile. What they're doing is worthwhile, and they seem to be really good at it.
Yes.
Was it just a coincidence?
It
that
was
you happened
strictly
to get
a coincidence. The clinic had a piece of equipment that we. No, we wanted to upgrade, but it was still worth, so we can put it on this website for nonprofits.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to be working on a Saturday when my...
Boy, that was rare, huh?
Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
You should be.
I am. I should not do that. I'm sorry.
If I was closer, I'd kick you under the table, but you're too far away. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. So I was working on a Saturday, which
happens a lot.
Once a month, yes, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 weeks. Anyway. Mike Menzel, who, long story, he volunteers in Guatemala. He called being interested in this piece of equipment. And at that time, Patty and I were both sort of looking for, this was, you know, like 10 or 12, 11 uh-huh. years ago, looking for some other opportunities. And he said, you know, Guatemala. And I said, tell me more. And then he hooked us up with Partner for Surgery, and he works with Common Hope, and that's another great nonprofit based out of St. Paul, but they do all their work in Guatemala too, and so that's when we did a little volunteer. We did 1 week with Common Hope, and then one week with Partner for Surgery. So it was just sort of serendipitous that it all came together.
And is this I assume that the clinic and Rita have to be very supportive of you doing this as well.
They let me take my vacation time.
So that's
yeah, it's been great.
And that's pretty significant for you to take that time and do it.
It's always an adventure.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Fun.
I bet it is. And I bet it doesn't ever get commonplace. Even though you've been there year after year after year, there's always something new. There's always something different. Mm-hmm. People are different.
Yeah.
So are your plans to keep on doing it?
I don't think so. Strictly because Partner for Surgery has done such a great job of involving and recruiting nurses who are Guatemalan nurses, and they could easily fill my shoes if I had more command of the Spanish language, didn't need an interpreter. I might be able to do some educating, but that's not the mission of Partner for Surgery either, other than maybe the nutrition program.
Mm.
So it's kind of evolving into like, I'm kind of a, I don't want to say burden, but they have to, that's kind of strong, but they have to supply a translator for me all the time. And, you know, and I, the per, what the work I was doing, a Guatemalan nurse could do it. And they get paid for it,
sure,
you know. So
sure. So it's a
win-win.
Yeah.
They need that too.
So you may be looking for something else. Opportunities.
Yeah, I want to keep volunteering and doing that. Yeah. Something.
We've been visiting with Teresa Borak. Teresa, of course, is a nurse up at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. Does a whole lot of outreach stuff just as part of her regular work at the clinic, but also has been volunteering with Partners for Surgery for a number of years. want to thank you very much for taking time on a not a very pleasant Friday evening to come in and visit with us. It's good to see you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Take care.